And welcome into this week's show, a rare show on a Thursday, a boring day. Thursday is a boring day. That's why we decided to do a show today. Now, but Thursday is—it's not as bad as Tuesday. Tuesday and Thursday, the most like random days of the week.
Most random days are Tuesday and Wednesday.
Now, Tuesday and Thursday—you know—Wednesday is like the turn of the week. Wednesday, like the turn of the week.
Thursday, it's like you're like over the hump. You're almost there. You're almost at Friday.
Now, but Thursday is a little bit random. Tuesday is a day which is really random. That's why Domino—I don't know if you remember Jesse, but Domino's—you know—used to have a two times Tuesday because Tuesday's a boring day, right?
Yeah, you know, now people associate Tuesday with the Domino's. It's like, oh, it's a boring Tuesday. Let's get some pizza. There you go. That always makes things better with a little pizza.
Okay, welcome with the Teen Talk Sports. Give us a call if you want to be on the show. You want to be on this show, the show I'm talking on right now.
The show that we are discussing about.
206. Remember this. Write this number down, whatever you want to do. Write this number down. Email it to yourself. Whatever makes you remember this number. Well, you know what? Whatever makes you even leave a message on your home phone, whatever this number is. 206-203-0033. That's 206-203-0033. Get a prompt. Get me speaking, which I'm sure you'll love to hear. Get me speaking. You can leave a message. You'll be on the show. Don't forget to check out our website. Don't forget, there's a lot of fun stuff doing our website. We got a trivia question, which you can have your own segment, right? Live on, not live, but on our show. You will be on a spotlight on our show coming up in the next couple of weeks. Also, you can find a little bit more about me and Jesse and on the personalities pages, see what me and Jesse look like.
Of course, that's a joy for everybody to see, right? I mean, why wouldn't you want to see what we look like?
Well, that's what it is. I say I look pretty good. Jesse, with his med stuff, okay.
I think by now, if you've been listening to the show long enough and you haven't checked out the personalities page, you've gathered your own kind of illustration for us. And that'd be kind of interesting to see what people think we look like.
Check out the personalities page and everything else on our website, TeensTalkSports.com. It's the name of our show, all one word, TeensTalkSports.com. Drop us an email, podcast@TeensTalkSports.com. Let's get to this week's... I can't say this week's show. It's a Thursday.
I'm not even sure what the word is. Well, this is a first for the Teens Talk Sports, the whole thing here. What do we call it?
Let's start the show off, right? The show, okay. You know, I've been noticing this. I know I'm buying myself my Met tickets and whatever you're buying. You have your favorite team tickets. I don't know if you're going on opening day or any day. You go and you try to buy the tickets. How confusing is it now? You got the gold days, you got the platinum days, you got the silver days, you got the value days. It's so confusing.
You remember the old days when you could go down to the stadium?
And the ticket was the same price every single time?
Buy a ticket, say, can I have two tickets, please? Here you go, print them out, go to the game. Now it's like, would you like to, cash your credit card? Well, we have upper reserved section this.
But now you can't even buy the tickets. You have to enter into an online drawing. It's like it's annoying now. It really is.
Buy tickets unless you like buy season tickets now. That's how it's turned into. That these teams have realized that once they're good, they're gonna milk it for all it's worth, and they're gonna charge hundreds of dollars for each game for tickets, and they're gonna make you wait. They're gonna make you enter drawings, and then eventually you're gonna go to some third party site and order tickets from them for triple the price of what the team is offering you. It's turned into mayhem, and it's taken the fun out of going to these sports games.
That's right. Okay, 206-203-0033, 206-203-0033. I'm going to say that a couple times. So you remember that number and give us a call.
If you forget it, then Josh will just come over to your house and say it to you a couple of times. Just so you remember it.
But it really is a pain. Just let us buy the tickets, go down to the stadium, buy the tickets, some of these online drawings, which nobody likes. No one likes these online drawings. And personally, I don't see how fair they are. I don't think they're too fair.
I guarantee you the teams are picking, it's not fair. They're picking who they want to win. It's turned into it's not even funny anymore. Just let us buy the tickets to go to the games. Let the people have the fun and stop turning it into like a business thing with the money. Enjoy the game. These teams have more than enough money. They have more money than we do. And we get paid millions of dollars for each show that we do. And they have more money than us. So that's very hard to believe.
Well, let's get to more news, which this is actually news. Michael Ray... Michael Ray Richardson, I don't know if you remember him, an ex-NBA star, drug casualty, and now a minor league coach. Well, now he's an anti-Semite.
That's a nice way to that's
supposedly,
a nice
and supposedly people are calling him an anti-Semite now. He's been suspended for the rest of the CBA playoffs. It's the CBA, not the NBA, not anything important, for a spectacular saying he had in the Times in an Albany Times Union interview, in which he talked about everything. Talked about having big time, and I didn't say this, but he said this, Michael Ray Richardson saying, big time Jew lawyers, and about how Jews run everything, although he seems to be approving, you know, what they do.
And he also, if you didn't hear about this, before this even happened, he made a gay slur to counter a heckler at a game. So, I mean, that's just, you know, How good can this guy be? He makes anti-Semite comments. He makes gay comments.
Well, it's called the CBA. This is why it's the CBA. You know, I have nothing against the CBA. I don't think I've heard too much about the CBA before this.
I didn't even know the CBA existed. I thought the CBA was like the Canadian Bowling League. I don't even know what that was.
Canadian Bowling Association, you mean?
Oh, I'm sorry. With the A. The Canadian Bowling Association. Because bowling just isn't interesting in America. You got to take it all the way over to Canada. Because, you know, Canada's long thing with sports. The only thing that I know with Canada, it's not sports, is hockey.
Hockey,
no,
that's
right. Basketball. Nobody sports.
There is basketball, but...
There's not one other successful team in Canada unless it's a hockey team. You got the Maple Leafs, you got the Canadians. That's what I think about when I think about Canadian sports. You think about the
one of the best players.
You have
a lot of the best players coming from Canada. It's like, you know, Wayne Gretzky.
Yes.
Canadian. Just to name someone.
That just shows Josh's limited knowledge of hockey. I guarantee you, if you ask him to name any other hockey player, it would be
all right.
Crosby, and it would be Jagr, and then that would be it.
There's more names, but now let's get a little bit local. Speaking of Jagr, let's get local for this one. A human leg washed up on Long Island Sound Estate, billionaire James Dolan, a.k.a. Jim Dolan, a.k.a. let's spend all of my money on the Knicks, even though they stink, or a.k.a. let's hire Isaiah Thomas for another season, then let's lose four games that are off to that. He found a human leg washed up on his estate, his billionaire, this guy owns Cablevision, possibly linked to a tattooed torso discovered in a suitcase 3 weeks ago in Westchester County Beach. Authorities said on Wednesday morning, a landscaper working on the Dolan property found a limb near the shoreline. Yes, he's rich, so he lives on a shore, I guess.
I guess.
where it apparently washed in from the Sound and remained after a low tide, said Nassau County Police Chief Nassau County Police Lieutenant Kevin Smith. The employee opened a bag and made the great discovery of a leg.
Well, now for all of you who don't live in the New York area, which I know some of you don't, most of you don't actually, but this guy James Dolan, you ask any New Yorker,
anybody who follows sports at least,
area, Connecticut, Jersey, the island, the city, nobody likes this guy. He is a money sucking jerk.
Jesse letting out his bad feelings to our Mr. Dolan on our program here.
Yes, I said blood sucking, money sucking even. That was some bad comments I just made. And he owns the New York Knicks and the New York Rangers, two of the most famous franchises in all the world. And he owns, the most famous arena in all the world. Plus, he owns the biggest cable phone and internet company around the...
Their phone thing isn't too big. Their phone, not too big, with the cable phone.
But the online is big, and,
obviously the cable.
Cablevision.
Jesse was sucked in by them, spending money on that, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, this is what the Lieutenant Kevin Smith said again. The leg could have floated for miles before it got to where it did. Its final stop was the waterfront property. The waterfront property, of course, couldn't be, a regular property. The waterfront property of CEO of Cablevision Systems Corp. and chairman of Madison Square Garden owner and New York Knicks, New York Rangers owner James Dolan, the small exclusive village where the leg appeared, is also the former home of so-called summer White House president of Teddy Roosevelt. Another fun fact for you there.
You gotta love Teddy Roosevelt. Another piece of news.
One more thing. I'm gonna stop you there really fast. I wanted to make one more comment on Mr. Dolan here, because I know you released a lot of steam on him.
Yes.
But I think he's ruined all of New York. The Rangers have got good, not too bad. The Rangers were good last year. Fighting for a spot this year in the NHL playoffs. We'll see what happens with that. We got, you know,
down to the wire.
But it seems like he's ruined two really stellar franchises. It's kind of like almost depressing what he's done.
He has just sucked all the money out of everything. His only interest is not, you know, making New Yorkers happy. I spoke about this the other day. His interest, you know, like most New Yorkers, they want to win a Stanley Cup or they want to win the finals. His interest is losing every game of the season.
I don't think that's his interest. His interest is not, even if you're on a team and you hate the team, you definitely don't want to lose. Come on. There's no way he wants to lose.
No, well, he doesn't. He'd rather.
I think he cares a little bit too much. I don't know, does it seem like he cares about his money, putting out money for this, putting out money for that? You know, he's still paying Allen Houston, I think.
Yes. He's still paying Allen Houston on the Knicks. When was the last time this guy played a game?
About 2 years ago, 2-3 years ago.
And we're still paying him. Good job.
The Knicks are in a lot of financial trouble and need to improve that, but, you know, I don't see why. This guy couldn't have waited to the end of the season to give Isaiah Thomas a new contract.
And a stat that I found out, the Knicks, after re-signing him in the middle of the year, they couldn't have waited a couple weeks. The Knicks went 1-6.
Yeah, they lost four games in a row.
It's Isaiah saying, hey, they signed me. I can do whatever the heck I want.
You know what I want to include in this show? We'll talk about it a little later. Let's include some AFL news.
All right.
We'll talk about some AFL. You know, so all you AFL fans, now you have a little bit of a place where we'll talk some AFL. Well, you know, we'll do a little bit, you know, or any of you NFL fans who don't even know about the AFL, you want to find some more information about the AFL, you know, what the AFL is, maybe there's a team to you. It's, you know, NFL fans who are grieving the regular season and want the season to come back. You have something close to the NFL. And we'll talk about some of that all coming up next here on Teams Talk Sports.
On that NFL note, we have a little news for you NFL fans. We're reeling at the end of of your season. Of course, you got a little taste of the NFL this past Saturday night with Peyton Manning on SNL. Did you see that, Josh?
I did not catch that, no.
He was all right. You know, he's Peyton Manning.
It's Peyton Manning. You know why I think they offered him the spot on SNL? It's probably because they've seen him in all these commercials, you know? Maybe Peyton Manning can act.
His joke coming out, he said, you know, I'm known for now two things, winning the Super Bowl and being on half of America's commercials.
Well, of course, Peyton Manning is no Tiki Barber, but...
No, of course not, but, you know. Anyway, moving back to NFL owners voted yesterday to make instant replay permanent, the most significant rule change adopted during the second day of the annual league meetings at Arizona. Rich McKay, co-chairman of the competition committee, said, it's an accepted part of our game. It's what we are. Everyone has got the idea that we have this technology, so why not use it? There wasn't too much discussion about it. And the vote was 30-2 with the Bengals and Cardinals opposing. So I'm not really sure what that tells you, but I like this. I like the instant replay.
Well, as part of the measure, which you didn't include here, as part of what they're doing here, teams will upgrade equipment in their stadiums to high definition, but I think I think two teams aren't. I'm pretty sure the New York Jets aren't, and the Giants in the Meadowlands, the Giants Stadium, they're not doing it. And another team is, which I don't know right now. Owners also passed a rule that allows assistant coaches on Super Bowl teams, which I like a lot. This is a very good rule. Super Bowl teams a second window to interview for head coaching jobs during the off week after the conference championship games. I sort of like it, I sort of don't. You know, you maybe should be concentrating on your team, which, you know, you got to concentrate on the team. You might be going to the Super Bowl. But, you know, I guess they have to have their own career, themselves first, and then put the team second.
I agree with you on that, Josh, because why would, you know, if you're on a Super Bowl team, you're on a team heading for the biggest sporting event in the world, the major big hoopla of sports and football,
hoopla.
Why would you be thinking about going to another team? Should be worried about sticking where you are. You wouldn't want to go away from a team. You'd want to be with them the year after, and unless, of course, of other circumstances. But I don't understand that rule. And about the instant replay, I'm also a fan of that. I do agree that it's now become part of the game. And there's a lot going on with football. There's a lot of players on the field. There's a lot of action. There's a lot of tackling and, you know, guys getting hit and noise and, you know, excitement. And one thing can lead to another, and penalties can make and break games. And I hate to see these games that end on these terrible penalties when you can clearly see, or, you know, these calls where you call the guy out of bounds and he's clearly in, and it ruins the game for the other team, and there's the big controversy. So this, all that will be put to a stop, and, you know, now teams get the two challenges throughout the game, and I definitely think that this will, you know, improve.
Podcast at TeensTalkSports.com is the email for whatever you want to say. Or if you have a story you want to be aired on the program, we'll do that too. 206-203-0033 is our phone number, our call-in number. You know, you might think you're talking to me, but you're not. I'm just going to warn you there. You're not talking to me.
I'd get excited. I mean, if I was somebody calling up, hey, Josh is talking.
Which that number is 206-203-0033. We've said it enough times. Let's get back to the news. Okay, we'll get back to the news. Well, Mark Pryor in the news saying that... He's had, Mark Pryor says he has no choice but to go to AAA, Iowa, and try to fight his way back to the Cubs, calling himself just another employee, but he's making money, you know, a lot of money, so I don't think he's just another employee.
$1 million, I'd say, is a lot of money.
After returning to the Cubs clubhouse Thursday before his first day of reporting to minor league camp at nearby Fitch Park, Pryor declined to discuss whether he would ask for a trade. He said, I'm not going down that road, and I'm under their control until I'm not under their control. Mark Pryor seems like he's like a slave here. That's his mentality, it seems.
Well, I don't know. I think he's just, you know, he's getting older.
He seems very upset.
He's not happy. I don't think he's happy with the fact that he can't function as a starting pitcher anymore. He's used to being an ace. He hasn't been that for a little while. So,
well, he was never... Mark Pryor was really never an ace.
Look, he was... Once he was a good pitcher. You say you're facing Mark Pryor. Oh, you know, that's a good matchup against Mark Pryor. You know, now he's not as threatening. He's not as scary. And, you know, he's not that good, as good of a pitcher. So, as much as he doesn't want to be in single A or wherever he's going, at least he'll still be playing baseball. And hopefully, you know, he seems like a good guy. Hopefully... They'll move him back up.
I see him being moved back up in the near future. He's even saying how he loves everyone in the clubhouse because, you know, I don't think... When was the last time Mark Pryor was in AAA, right? Yeah, or even in the minor leagues?
Must have been a couple years ago before we were born, actually.
The Cubs want Pryor to get some more arm strength in Iowa through Pryor's... Said he's proven he can get major league hitters out. 3 hours by in Wednesday's game. But, he definitely thought he threw the ball well, which what he said. 3 hours by the outfield, kind of, I'd say that would not be his fault. If a couple things here or there go different, I think it's a little bit of a different ball game. But you know what, Mark Pryor, this is not the end of his career.
Nah, I mean every baseball player, goes through his up and downs, and you know you have to sometimes be sent down. And, you know, sometimes it could turn out to be for the best. You get moved back up, and you play even better. So, for Mark Pryor, we'll give you the update in the upcoming weeks on how he's doing with the whole thing.
Jesse, can you stop saying the whole thing?
Well, I like to say it. I think it's a clever...
It's not your word. We've gone through this
clever,
before.
Term that I like to use. But some news that, you know, I pulled this out of the wire. I thought this was very interesting. This is going back to the Super Bowl, actually, in February. Chicago Bears fan Scott Weiss I don't know if you know this.
Why are we randomly going to football now? We're on a baseball thing.
It's not really football. It's more of like a fun story.
You know, let's save this for the end of the show. You know, we'll have someone that, you know, people. Yeah, it's like the treasure at the end of the big pile of mud. Okay, I don't know. That made no sense. Big pile of mud. But you know what? Let's keep that to the end and have that, you know, for someone to wait. There's a good story coming up. Something to laugh about. It's a good story. Jesse has the details on it. So coming up next.
It's my special story because Josh has to report on all the important stories. I get the story that doesn't really matter. At the end. So you can all look forward to that.
At the end, but you know what? People care more about George Steinbrenner.
George Steinbrenner, he's in the news again, if you can believe it, right? Seems
well,
like he's always in the news.
Well, he makes it in the news pretty well.
He's a news mogul.
A lot of people with money make it in the news pretty well, Jesse. But George Steinbrenner stated plans for Steve Swindle, his son-in-law, to take over the Yankees. But the reality is that almost certainly won't happen now that Swindle and Steinbrenner's daughter plan to divorce. And within the Yankees world, this is a big deal. This is a big deal.
What's going to happen to these Yankees now? Can you picture a world where a non-Steinbrenner person doesn't own the Yankees?
On two separate occasions, Swindle served as the organization's Jimmy Carter and helped to broker between the owner and manager Joe Torre, and when the contract of general manager Brian Cashin was set to expire after the 2005 season, he was fed up and seemingly on his way out. But again, Swindle served as the middleman helping draft the contracts between, you know, Cashman, and then he got a new 3-year deal, so everything worked out well with that. But is this real big news? It's like, you know, if it has to do with George Steinbrenner or the Yankees, it somehow makes the news. Like, please.
Well, George Steinbrenner, I'm not a fan of this guy. I think any Mets fan is not a fan of this guy. And I'm not really sure if, you know, anybody's a fan of this guy except the Yankees. And, you know, even some Yankee fans showed dissent against him. So, at this point, as I was saying before, it's going to be weird not having, you know, somebody related to Steinbrenner.
There are plenty of his relatives control the team.
That's what I was saying.
His sons.
I was thinking he has two sons. Why wouldn't the sons take over?
The sons already do work. Hello, the sons already do work for the Yankees. They're already part of the organization.
But they said they have no interest in taking over their dad's spot.
So what? So
almost guaranteed they're gonna bring somebody from the outside in, or at least somebody from the Yankees organization and move them up. But it's not gonna be a Steinbrenner, which is gonna be pretty weird. And yet Steinbrenner's getting old. They had a lot of the things that this spring training, he's usually, you know, in the middle of everything. He's making the cuts. He's making this and that and the rotation and choosing the ace. And now he's kind of been out of the spot. And you know, the press has been wondering where this guy has been, what's been happening with him, and Truth be told, he's getting old.
Everyone knows. If you know the Yankees, you know George Steinbrenner is not calling the shots right now.
No way he's calling the shots
from his hospital bed. Well, if you haven't realized, Jesse is not in the studio with me today.
I'm not. Apparently, if you can realize the quality of my voice is not the same as it is, because usually my voice is, you know,
Jesse's voice will never be smooth.
My voice.
I don't know if you know, but Jesse, I'm gonna point this out for all of you. I'm gonna point all our listeners out in podcast land.
I like that. That was nice.
Or internet radio land.
Or however you listen to us, maybe iPod land.
Jesse is not a woman.
I'm not.
It's sometimes confused, and I'll help you with the confusion here. Jesse's a man. Let's get on with the show.
Thank you, Josh. Thank you for that. Such a kind... That's almost equivalent to somebody saying, like, I hate you, and I hope you die. No offense.
Now you're bringing the show from clean to explicit. Now we got to change the thing on the iTunes.
Oh, no. Now when you download it, it'll say, content not suitable for those over the age of 13.
Let's go to Detroit. Jesse, what do you got? Something to have with Kenny Rogers this week.
Kenny Rogers this week is now injured. Can you believe this guy, Kenny Rogers?
He's old, Kenny Rogers.
What?
He's old guy.
He's getting...
He's still a great pitcher still.
Kenny Rogers is getting there. And you remember that whole scandal with him in the day when he knocked down that
back in the day, Jesse with the big dates there. Last year, I think it was around August. It may have been 2 years ago.
Two years ago.
And when he with the cameraman, and that wasn't.
I remember, Josh. We were sitting in a Hooters.
That wasn't too good publicity for him.
You remember that? Apparently, you don't remember that. Whatever. Kenny Rogers.
Well, he's gonna miss at least one regular season start after being placed in the 15-day
DL
Thursday, which was actually today. With a tired arm. That's a nice excuse.
Yes, I like that.
General manager Dave Dombrowski said Rogers was seeing a specialist. You know, is this from the incident in 2005? And would not speculate on how long it'd be out, but he did say the left-hander will miss at least one start.
So,
whoop-de-doo-wow-cool.
Is that going to be your new thing?
Whoop-de-doo-wow-cool.
I don't like it. I don't like this being a new thing.
Whoop-de-doo-wow-cool.
Am I allowed to bring up my story?
Well, we're heading into the final minutes of the show.
So it's my time.
No, right. It's not your time, because we want to bring up one more thing.
Hey.
We want to bring up one more thing before Jesse gets to his big story here.
A big thing.
We want to bring up that the Cleveland Indians ace, CC.
Cleveland, same thing. The Cleveland B-ball team.
No, we're talking about the Cleveland baseball team.
Okay.
The Cleveland Indians ace CC Sabathia expects to be ready for opening day, besides, despite his bruised left forearm, which everyone's somehow hurting their arms now, right? This is what Sabathia said. I'm pitching Monday. The swelling has gone down, and I feel pretty good. I'm pretty excited. Well, the problem was CC Sabathia was hit by a line drive off the bat of Toronto's Reed Johnson. On his second pitch Wednesday, Indians manager Eric Wedge said he wants to see how Sabathia's bullpen session goes Friday before committing. Now, CC Sabathia is a good pitcher. I have him on my fantasy team.
I was about to say that. He was drafted very high in my fantasy league, actually. So, you know, he's the ace for the Indians this year, and good for him. He'll be in there. Finally, my turn to talk. Finally, after all this time, I don't know if you heard about this, but back around the Super Bowl, these two guys, one of them was named Scott Weiss, they made a bet, and the bet was that if the Colts won the Super Bowl, Scott Weiss would have to legally change his name.
How does this stuff make the news?
To Peyton Manning.
This is not newsworthy.
This is very newsworthy.
This is not newsworthy.
Because this is my time.
This is your time.
This is me. So he had to legally change his name to Peyton Manning. And they went to court. And apparently this week some new news came out of this. Macon County Judge Catherine McCarthy ruled this week that Weiss can't legally call himself Peyton Manning because it would be too confusing and it might infringe on the privacy of the real Peyton Manning, the Indiana Colts quarterback. Weiss made a comment. He said, that's fine. He said that he told the judge that he was not doing this because he wanted to change his name, just because he was honoring a silly bet. And he said that she thought she understood that. So obviously Manning had the big showing. He was the Super Bowl MVP in the Colts 29-17 victory back in February.
Well, he's a pretty dumb excuse for doing this. What he told the judge was, I told the judge that I was not doing this because I wanted to change my name, but I was doing it because I was honoring a bet. Now, that's just a dumb excuse.
No, I see. It's not a dumb excuse. I like this guy. This guy, to me, seems like the kind of a person that goes through on his bets. He's a trustworthy guy. And, I mean, think about it, Josh. If we made this bet, you know me, I would crawl out at the last second. I'd say, no, we didn't do this. You would do the same thing. So, come on, Josh. You know you would do the same thing, Josh.
Would I do the same thing? I don't know. I would probably back out. Yes, I would back out. There's no way I'm changing my name. My name flows, Josh. How does that not flow? Well, that's the show for this week. Leave it at that, Jesse. That's the show for this week. We'll catch you back next week. Don't forget to give us a call, 206-203-0033. Catch us on the internet. Podcast at teensalksports.com. That's our email, teensalksports.com. That's our website. Catch you back next week. Have a great week, y'all.